Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love. Seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, I actually was recording some other things and I realized that I have never really talked about this on a podcast, how my first courses, yes, there were several, made pretty much just nothing. I don't know why I said pretty much nothing, because it was literally like $0. And I honestly just want to walk you through, it's kind of a funny story, want to walk you through how, like, I don't even know, like, I had no plan, I had no understanding, I was just doing things for the sake of doing them. And I mean, eventually it brought me to where I am today, but I feel like there are quite many different valuable lessons in there as well. So let me just bring you behind the scenes of how exactly that was going on. So I got started with my business. I went like full on freelancing in 2015. Before that, I was also doing some things here and there, but at that time, I think in 2015, I was 19 or 20-ish. Was I 20? I don't know. How old was I? Anyhow, I was like, okay, let's assume I was 20 at least. So before that, I had done some online work as well, but I didn't really make any money. And not any real money. And 2015 was when I kind of like dedicated myself to actually figuring it out. 2015 was also the first year when I went on a digital nomad trip. So I actually, you know, changed my location and everything. I went to Albania as my first choice. And honestly, it was the first choice just because it was the cheapest place I could find in Europe. So, I mean, that's a story for another day. So that was also the time I started out as a freelance graphic designer. I am actually a self-taught graphic designer. I literally just was learning everything I could myself. I was like designing graphics, designing websites, literally just doing all the things. And somewhere along these lines, like the same year in 2015, I created my own first course. I don't remember the very first steps into that whole thing, but I do remember that courses became more popular and I was really curious and I was like, let's go. Whatever I was curious about, I was full in. I don't care. I'm doing this. At that time, I chose Teachable as my platform and it was my favorite platform for most of my business for like 5+ years I was on Teachable. I loved it. At that time, it was also like one of the most popular platforms out there. And I mean, it still is, but these days the offer is not really that great. Anyhow, I really loved it. I had everything I need. I think I was able to get started for free or something. They had a free plan back then in my course. So I think that is like the main point of this whole story, my course. My first course was about freelancing, how to start freelancing, right? Since I had done it myself, I was like, I'm gonna teach this to others. I believe I created my very first course as like PDF material. So I had no understanding. I was not on like Instagram. I wasn't in any like groups of business people, whatnot. I was just doing my own thing. I had no understanding of what creating a course and titles. I mean, I got the idea of what it is, obviously, like I did create one, but I didn't really have a vision for what it will require for me to do. My idea was that I will create a course, I will put it out there and someone will buy it. At least it seemed to be the thing that's like happening. So what I did, I literally created a PDF material. I think I maybe created them in like Google Documents or something. Or maybe since I was a designer, maybe I went the long route and actually created them in InDesign just to prove myself that I can. Honestly, I don't remember, but it does seem like something I would do. Either way, it was super simple, very straightforward, just the text, right? This course made no sales, but honestly, I don't think the problem was the course itself. The problem, which was also like a recurring problem from there on, is the simple fact that I had no plan whatsoever. Zero plan, zero idea, what can I do to actually sell the course? And I had at the time a blog. So I had a website. I was talking about being a digital nomad, but I wasn't really connecting my blogging to my business. So I wasn't really promoting my course in the whole blog thing. Blog was like a hobby while I do freelancing on a side. So there was no connection whatsoever. I was also on Pinterest. Like, I started promoting my blog on Pinterest, and I think I still have the same Pinterest account until this day. Maybe I'm wrong, but either way, like, ever since then, Pinterest, I have always admitted it's like complete gold mine of traffic. And I also have a podcast episode about Pinterest, so if you're interested in learning more, you can explore that. It was sometime in the early days when I recorded it, maybe around episode 10, more or less. So the thing is that I literally had no plan how to sell. I had no audience. I think I was doing some email marketing. I have no clue how, because I had no freebies, nothing. I think it was like Facebook groups. There's something you're offering in a Facebook group. So it wasn't like a sign up, but you offer something. And I think I had like a PDF to offer. And then they just send you, like, give their emails in that Facebook group, like in the comment section. Oh my God, I feel like it was 2005, but it wasn't that long ago. The whole ordeal was that I had no plan. I had no clue what's happening. My course was like not that great, definitely. There was no thought process in it whatsoever, but I loved the process and I loved like the idea of it, right? So I started to explore what it could be that I actually need to do to make sales. And I started to realize that I probably need to do videos. I probably need to have some audience, do some email marketing. And all of these things today, they seem like obvious. And if you search any information at all about how to sell a course, you will find like plenty of tips. But back then it was really just still kind of fresh. So there was a lot of mystery about how to create a course, how to sell a course, right? And honestly, I don't even think that I was researching it as much as I was just doing it and hoping that I'll find a way. So from there, the next course was actually about social media. And the thing is that social media was also obviously something I was actively doing. Like, I started talking about my blog, I started talking about my course. So eventually, like, the next step was like, okay, I'm gonna be creating a course about social media. And back then my English was, it was present, but it was not great. And I don't know if I didn't know the difference or I didn't care as much, but I never knew if my own course is called social media marketing or social media management. And I think I was like changing the name or using like both names without actually recognizing the fact that those are like two different things. So until this day, I can't really say what was it about, like which one of those it was, like what was the title. But the course, it was better. Okay, I actually think I made a sale. I think it was like $20 or $30 sale. One person bought. I think it was cold emails that did it, because everything else I was doing, I was literally just running in a wall, like nothing was happening. I wasn't getting anywhere. I had no strategy, no plan, no money to invest, like nada. And yeah, I think it was like cold emailing, because I was literally just searching people online and then sending them my course. It was ridiculous. I feel like it was like going around and knocking on the doors, but literally just the emails. And when I look back at that course, like, I had video materials, I had presentations, like I had done some work. It was quite all right, especially for, you know, that time and my own experience at that level. But really the core of this all, like why I wasn't making any sales, is just a simple fact that I had no strategy. I had no idea how to make sales. I had no idea how to reach my audience. And first of all, I really had no audience in the first place. Okay, I had no clue who am I trying to sell. I was just trying to make the sales, right? I just wanted to see it happening. And then around the same time, I actually started working with someone, and that's a client that I was working with for like 5 years from there on. I started working with her, and initially it was a website design project, but later she also wanted to create courses. And basically I started helping her to create her courses. Like, I was a designer, I was video editor, I was doing all the things, like setting up the platforms, like everything. It was a great learning experience for me. I saw a lot of behind the scenes of the marketing, and we also together figured out a lot of things. She had audience and she wasn't like completely new to everything, but she also didn't really have much of an idea on how to market things. So for me, it was really a great opening to actually like explore it, you know, actually do a deep dive and use her as a case study. And we have actually talked with her about this, how I have learned like with her, because she just gave me that opportunity. And that was when I really understood those behind the scenes. That was like one of those first things that made me realize what it actually takes to create a profitable course, what it actually takes to sell it, and how I can do it myself as well. However, with everything that was going on, with all of my unsuccessful courses that literally made no profit whatsoever, I wasn't really eager to jump into the next thing. And right now, I actually don't remember what was like my third course. It might have already been Course About Courses, because by then I was already working with several more people and I was really into the whole course creation ordeal. I think it was about like, yeah, structuring content into a course. Since I had learned a lot myself, I started to help others to do the same thing. And that was kind of what kickstarted where I am today. Obviously, at that time, I was still very fresh in and new. But as the industry was rather new as well, there wasn't like a lot of information about any of this online. So it was really interesting learning experience, and I was really just learning through doing with my clients. And that third course was the first one that was making money. It wasn't making consistent money, it wasn't making big money, but it started making money. It actually showed me that it's possible to create and sell a course. That's when I started growing my mailing list. I didn't show up on Instagram. I actually didn't have Instagram until like 2020 or something. When COVID hit and I was in quarantine for a while, I was like, okay, I'll start Instagram. So that's when I got started there. But I had like a Facebook group, I had email marketing, I had Pinterest, you know, so I had some things going on here and there. And that is when I really got into that whole ordeal. And honestly, today, if I'm looking back, like, I don't regret like wasting years on something that wasn't really working, because for me, it was just a learning experience. But if I'm looking back, and if anyone would ask me like, okay, what is like the key thing you're taking from this? The main thing really have always been the fact that you have to have audience. And it doesn't mean that you have to have like hundreds of or thousands of people. It's just important that you have an idea how you're gonna reach them. Even if you're not active anywhere right now, and I have to say that probably most of you are, because I just know, you know, most of my audience is finding me through Instagram and so on. So you're probably active somewhere already, or at least you're there. This is your opening to actually grow that audience, right? And that is that key crucial element that you need to sell your product. It's not always about the product itself. You can create a masterclass, you can create a mini course, you can record it with presentations, with the voiceovers, with whatever you want, okay? It's not about the course itself. Sure, it has to bring the value, of course. It has to be like as well structured as you can make it be, and it has to like make sense for your audience. We're not here selling trash, okay? We're focusing on bringing the value to the table as much as possible. But the thing is really like, what will make your course successful is if you have a path to your audience. You must know how you can reach them. For some, it will be LinkedIn. For some, it will be Facebook. Maybe you're still in Facebook groups. Like for me, it's something I haven't really done in a while. So I'm saying like, maybe you're still there. They can still be very valuable. Maybe you are active on Instagram. Maybe you could be more active on Instagram, right? There probably is some room for improvement. If you have a mailing list, are you active with your mailing list? Are you actually growing your list? Think about ways how you can get to more people, because that is the really how you're gonna sell. And those can also be ads, those can be, you know, whatever it is, those can be SEO optimized blog posts. if you want to be writing and you have time to wait, because optimizing it, like actually ranking on Google, will take you some time. But if that's the path you want to take, if you know, you can go for it. My whole point is you must have the audience, okay? That is my biggest lesson. My biggest lesson from my very first years from my $0 courses. You must have audience. It's not even about the product. Probably today, I actually have those courses somewhere. If I would take a look at them, especially that first freelancing course, I know it was a valuable course. There was a lot of great information. It was in a PDF, and today I could probably sell it as an ebook, but it's not about that. I just didn't have the audience. So if you are searching for like that key, that one thing you could do, the one thing that will change it for you, make sure to think about that connection with people. For me, another like later major turning point was when I got active on Instagram. So it was like in 2020, as I mentioned, like COVID was on and I was in quarantine. When I got active on Instagram, I suddenly started making like real connections, because Facebook groups usually were all about marketing for me. Pinterest and blog was a bit of a different direction. Email marketing, yeah, I was growing it. I was actually writing emails as well, but I wasn't so clear and certain about who is my audience. That's why all those sales were like coming in here and there, but they didn't really make a difference. And only when I actually decided courses is what I'm gonna do, which by then I already knew, this is my topic, this is who I want to help, this is who I want to speak with, and I got on Instagram and actually started making those connections, that is when that really made all the difference. Okay, I'm gonna be wrapping it up for today. If you do have any feedback or any topics you would love to hear me talk about, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at CourseCreationLab. That will be it from me for this time, and I hope to see you around for the next episode.